You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive.
So why do you do this live every time if you're going to say the exact same thing? I don't understand.
So that you can feel like you're a part of it, Todd.
Feel it. Oh, I feel like I'm a part.
Yeah.
You do a great job with that, don't you?
Thanks. I really appreciate that encouragement.
That's my middle name. Encouragement.
Hey, if you don't listen to the end of episode 229,
you should.
Ooh, there was a hidden track. There was a hidden track, and Todd revealed his singing ability. So download episode 229, and you gotta listen to that. But before we get into our question today, I did want to just let you know about our newest course on newchurches.com called Bivocational Ministry. Right, you can go to newchurches.com/bivo.
B-I-V-O.
Yeah, you can't give that away. You gotta go to episode 229
B-I-V-O. To listen to that.
But this course on bivocational ministry, what's really neat about it, we recently launched it out, but the whole idea of the course is to help you, whether you are a bivocational church planter, a bivocational pastor, someone who is leading in a bivocational role. The course is really intended to help you figure out how to do full-time ministry with half the time.
A guy hit me up on Twitter, DM'd me the other day, and he's like, hey, how's a guy? I've been trying to break into ministry. How does a guy break into ministry and still, you know, support his wife and family? And I want to say a lot of guys are bivo.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not always I'm going to have an easy transition from my secular job and I feel called into ministry that's going to just happen. I mean, you know, my dad, most of my family are pastors and most of them are bivo. And the only reason why my dad's not anymore is because he's, you know, 67 years old and he's retired. But he probably works even more full-time now than he did before on the church.
Yeah. So what's neat about the course here is Hugh Halter talks about he debunks the myths about bivocational ministry, talks about rethinking calling, the future of the church. Scott McConnell from Lifeway Research talks about research, actual hard research, quantitative data that we have around bivocational ministry.
Why do you say research and you don't say resources? Why don't you say research? What's the difference?
Maybe
there,
it's the E after the S.
You're a fraud. I've uncovered. You should say resources.
Yeah. Actually, my accent is actually this. I've been covering it up the whole time.
You just sound like Sir Axelrod on Mars.
Hey, my son would love that. Hey, but you know, we're doing accents here. And what's great about that is today's question is from a guy with a excellent accent. Excellent. Because it's Scott Curtis from Hunter Bible Church. That was bad, right? I did. But you know what? It's okay. We know Scott. He's a friend. And we hung out in Australia. So let's listen in.
Hey, team at New Churches. My name is Scott Curtis. I'm a pastor at Hunter Bible Church in Newcastle, Australia. And recently chatting to a few guys from America, talking about church in multi-site and multiple services in one site. We've heard of churches who have 5 or 6 services under one campus pastor. So 5 or 6 services under one campus pastor at one site. And so my question is just what are the systems and structures that those campus pastors would have to have in place to kind of be able to reproduce 5 or 6 services in one site under one kind of lead guy? Because that sounds, in our context, that sounds like a massive thing to be able to do that. So I'd love to hear insight and thoughts on the systems and structures. Thanks, guys.
How's my accent? Did I sound like Scott?
No, not even remotely.
Man, I always wanted an Australian accent growing up. But that's okay.
I like Scottish.
You like Scottish? I like Australia.
Well, Australian's great.
Good on, mate.
It's cooler, but Scottish just sounds like I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna kick your butt.
Yeah,
it's gonna be on. Like angry Scottish preaching, I feel like would be stronger than angry.
I'm just thinking Braveheart right now.
Freedom! All right. So speaking of freedom, if you go to 5 or 6 services, you will have none. So the dirty little secret is going to 2 services is amazing. And it is a wonderful thing. It adds tons of space and, you know, you get to free up your volunteers so that they can serve and go to church. You have 2 hours of Sunday school or small groups or whatever you want to call it. So you can have a large group and a small group. It's absolutely amazing. When you start to add 3 or more, all the things you gain by adding a second start to – you have diminishing returns with the additional ones you add. Why? Because you start to have massive parking and egress issues. You have to start having conversations that we should never have in church, but we do, which is how fast can I dump my campus?
Yeah.
So
in other words, how fast can we get everyone out and a new
set of people in, which is not
it's not I've had those conversations and it's not a fun conversation to have.
It's not a fun conversation to have.
Because you want people to hang out.
Like, why are we even doing this? Is this all about our numbers? Is it all about growth? Or is it all about reaching new people for Jesus? So it can get really crazy really quickly.
So are you saying that you don't think a single site should have 5 to 6 services?
No, I had 5 or 6 services. But I did it out of necessity.
Okay. Because what I'm hearing from Scott is, hey, I want to start a new campus. Our existing campus is 5 to 6 services. How do we start a new campus with 5 to 6 services?
You grow to 5 or 6 services.
Yeah, exactly. You don't start with 5 to 6 services.
You think about where you want to be and then get there. It's like, you know, I kind of almost want to live my life backwards and say, who do I want to be? Like what kind of 60, like when I'm my dad's age, 67, you know, who do I want to be? What story, legacy, whatever do I want to have? Now let me work backwards from that to where I am today.
Yeah, and so, in one aspect, it does work as a vision, as a, I guess, a motivational way to say, hey, this is, you know, this
for is me, where it's I need not to about go. Motivation. It's about planning so that I can say, hey, I'm not going to do something now that will keep me from doing that later. I'm not telling everyone we're going to have 5 services in 3 years.
Yeah.
But I am saying, okay, if I'm going to have 5 services in 3 years, what do I need? Well, you're going to need a really strong leadership pipeline at all your levels, because it's one thing to go to 2 services, as I said. Now you have to staff, whether it's volunteer or paid. Now I'm going to have to figure out how am I going to have the basics of children's, ushers, parkers, greeters, like everything, worship bands, like how am I going to have that many people that are dedicated that, you know, are going to run through this thing. So it's thinking about, man, I need, you know, let's say you need 20 ushers at 1 service. Well, you may get them to volunteer for 2, maybe. But your need for ushers just quadrupled, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to grow your church. I'll tell you this. If you want to grow your church, you got to grow your people. So you better have a strong plan in place to grow your volunteers and leaders and lay leaders in your church, period.
Yeah. So what I was trying to say there is I agree with you on the vision. I agree with you on, yes, what you just said, I agree with. However, the big however, in order to get to 5 to 6 services, that'd be fun. Who do you think will win?
I think I'll win.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've got old man strength and I grew up on a farm.
I am a black belt in Taekwondo.
That doesn't have anything to do with arm wrestling.
No, it doesn't. I can probably kick better than you though.
You can now, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So back to what I was trying to say. I see it more of as a, hey, what does it look like for us to, one day get to the 5 to 6 services here at this campus? but the systems and structures that you need to operate one or two services are very different than that to operate 5 to 6 services. So what I was trying to say is, if you want 5 to 6 services, you can't just reverse engineer and say, these are the systems and structures for 5 to 6 services. I'm just going to do that now, and I'll just grow into it.
It's about creating scalability, scalable systems.
Yeah, exactly.
And your people, making sure that your people are growing as well.
Exactly, which is why we need that leadership pipeline, and you also need a discipleship pathway, because to grow the people in their competencies through the leadership pipeline is one thing, but you also need to grow them in their character and their relationship with Christ,
right,
so that they don't burn out.
Good deal.
All right, so going back to Scott's question from Hunter Bible Church, was that a little bit better?
No.
You try.
Keep going. No, I'm not going to try.
Why?
I know better than
this. I think this would be offensive if we didn't know Scott, and if we didn't actually do this in front of him.
There's other people in Australia that listen to
no,
this.
No, I know.
That's
know.
That's how we ended up in Australia.
But we're talking about Scott. We're talking
you
to Scott.
You are a really
right
big
now.
Deal in Australia.
It's because of the Commonwealth.
It's probably what it is. I'm sure Ed thinks it's Ed.
Yeah.
But it's really Daniel M is huge in Australia, in Queensland.
Yeah, in Queensland. So before we finish out our final thoughts, I just wanted to talk about our key sponsor for this month, Portable Church Industries, because to reproduce your services and your sites, one of the things that you do need to nail down is your location. So be sure to check out Portable Church Industries, because they were started as a real-time solution to real-time anxieties created by really a church that wanted to do really well in a rented facility. So they've been doing this for 25 years. Right. I've used them. Ed's used them.
I've used them.
You've used, yeah. I didn't know if you used them or not, but even great. Yeah. Even better. So go to portablechurch.com.
One of the interesting things too is when people think about it, they think about sound, they think about stuff like that, which I've brought up before, but you know, it's not just sound, it's like your kid stuff. It's chair racks and trailers and all the stuff that you need to be able to, especially if you are truly are portable and you're loading in and out of a truck every week. It's like, how am I going to set up and tear down with as few volunteers as possible?
Yeah. So going back to Todd, your original thought here, and just the danger of the 5 to 6 services in a site, and just the tension that builds, because then you're thinking about, do we do Saturday services? Do we do Sunday night services? Right. And what does a Sabbath look like? And what is everyone's schedule? I mean, because all that stuff you got to think about when you get to that many services. So before you get there, right, before you get there, what does it look like, Scott? And not to say that you can't do 5 to 6 services in a site, but what does it look like for you to even look at your entire region and your geography to say, hey, what would it look like for us to start campuses that maybe have 2 to 3 services? And then they continue to multiply out and out so that you continue to reach out into your city and beyond. All right. So before we wrap up, I did want to bring us back to that arm wrestling, because Todd, this is some behind the scenes stuff. We are beginning to work on some possible live shows.
That's
for
true.
The New Churches podcast.
You want to arm wrestle me?
Dude, you know what we should do?
What?
When we do our live show, we should have a segment of arm wrestling.
With me, you, and Stetzer.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yes. Do you think you'd beat Stetzer?
Yes, I think I'd beat Stetzer. I haven't worked out in like a decade.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I won't tell you who in the building, but there was another director that doubted. And if you looked at me and you looked at him, the guy who works out regularly, you would think this guy will take it.
Does his last name rhyme with height?
No. With who?
Does his last name rhyme with height?
No.
Oh, it's not him. So if you like the live show idea, tweet out to us, give us some suggestions as we're continuing to build this out, and tell us which cities to come to. Because right now, when we look at who listens to us most in the U.S., it's Texas.
And Cali.
So those seem to be the best options. But if you are in Texas and Cali, tell us where to go.
Yeah. Florida is number 3.
Yeah, Florida is. And we have to do Canada.
Canada?
Yeah, we have to. Yeah, we have to go to Saskatchewan. Mr. Rob, who hasn't left us a question in a while.
Rob, what's your deal, bro?
I know. You abandoned us?
I can't believe you, Rob.
Come back. Okay. See you later.